This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 22, 2026. Cordell Robin Coper, the ex-financier behind Carry First, Africa's best-known games publisher, has been solving payments to get games to the continent's players. And that's what's driven his success, not just the games themselves. He's built a business by tackling the tough part, getting money in and out of the system, which is a problem that's still very much alive in Africa. For a builder, that means focusing on the underlying infrastructure, like payment rails, is crucial. So what does it mean for your business if you own the settlement layer versus just the interface layer? How do you actually get paid in a market where bank rails, mobile money rails, and card rails don't always talk to each other cleanly? That's the hurdle African gaming is still trying to clear, slowly and on its own terms. From heist games about reclaiming looted artifacts to mobile publishers solving payments, the industry is maturing, but it's still held back by the same old problems, like how to collect money from players, which is why our read at Tech Cocoon is that the real story here is the payments layer, not the games themselves. For an operator, that means you need to think about how to integrate with multiple payment systems and what it costs to do that. So can you sustain CAC below lifetime margin without a physical agent network or telco distribution? African tech is entering its consolidation era, with mergers, acquisitions, and exits rising as the funding boom cools, and that's a natural part of the cycle. But it's also a signal that the easy money is gone, and now it's time to build real businesses, which is a challenge for many companies that were built on cheap capital. For an investor, that means you need to think about what that means for your portfolio and which companies are going to come out on top. So who actually bears FX risk in each cross-border corridor and at what cost of capital? Because that's what's going to decide who wins and who loses in this new era. Tunisia's EYST has raised money to make insurance claims pay out instantly via virtual cards, which is a great example of how fintech can solve real-world problems, like the slow out-of-pocket reimbursement process that's still the norm in many places. And that's a huge opportunity for companies that can figure out how to make it work, because it's not just about the tech, it's about the underlying economics, like float and pre-funding, which are the hidden costs of African payments. So for a builder, that means you need to think about how to manage those costs and what instruments you need to use to fund your growth. So, is debt raised to extend runway in pre-profit consumer companies the same old story with worse downside? Or is it a sign of maturity? And what does that mean for your business? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeyeza.